it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You have bad times and you have good times, doing things that you don't understand.
We always dig into the world of music as I fill in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
If you love him.
On this day back in 1998, 22 years ago, Tammy Wynette died at the age of 55 years old. 12 hit singles, top 40, including this one, Stand By Your Man. Sold more than 30 million records worldwide, married 5 times, and won bankruptcy. Tammy Wynette died at the age of 55 years old. First time I heard that song was in the Blues Brothers, when the Blues Brothers band covered it at Bob's Country Bunker. Tammy Wynette died on this day back in 1998 at the age of 55. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday morning all across the state of Michigan. We're joined now by Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Alan, thanks for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if anybody wants to stand by anybody for a while.
but it's
a nice song. There is a glimmer of hope this morning.
Yes.
It looks like in Europe and even the United States that we may be seeing that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. But we have to be very careful of that. All the markets are up around the world, the stock markets, because they see a little bit of optimism as well in this. But the big caveat is, I love that name, the big caveat is we have to be very careful before we start rejoicing too much. In 1918, they thought they had reached the end of it, and it came back with a vengeance. So we have to be very, very careful about this virus that is spinning around out there. But this morning, I think, is going to be a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we see from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray directs that there, and there's new updated numbers, new estimates about hospital beds, ICU needs, ventilators needed, deaths in the U.S., all down because we have more information. And we see how things are progressing. We see how we're dealing with patients. And there is, as you said, a glimmer of hope this morning. But I do want to go back to something you said, which is, you know, there is so much we don't know.
That's right.
We still are finding out so much about this. We've known about it for maybe 5 months. We'd have had more time if China didn't lie to us. But, for example, we don't know if it's going to be, if we've heard talk, it's going to be a seasonal thing like the flu. Maybe we'll see it go away in the summer, come back in the fall. I mean, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. And we'd have more time.
It's a real possibility. In fact, I think that Dr. Fauci actually... Fauci, I think, has actually mentioned that. There's a possibility it could become seasonal. So we have to be very, very careful about this before we begin to dance in the streets again.
What do you, I mean, we know how things are going here in Michigan. We're living it on a daily basis. We know Detroit is in bad shape. Southeast Michigan is 80% or so of all cases here in the state of Michigan. Tell us, if you could, what you know about how things are progressing down there in Texas.
Well, there are cases popping up, but it's not overwhelming us but we're prepared for it. The governor has been prepared for it. Schools are all closed down. The streets are bare. But I go out a little bit in a zipped-up car to get some things. But the highways are pretty barren. But you do see a few cars every once in a while. And once in a while, you even see a few people walking around, but not many, some with masks on, some not. But it definitely has calmed down everything here. The vibrancy of the North Texas area has been decidedly hit. And excuse me.
Yes, no problem.
That's my a little bit of audio, you know, in regard to this. And I apologize very much.
No problem. I'll give you a chance to get yourself.
Okay.
Dr. Alan Sachs with us from the University of Texas Arlington. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, know, but I do apologize for it.
Sure.
I have Parkinson's disease. I don't have a virus, but I have Parkinson's. And it does do something to your throat every once in a while. And here with that once in a while.
Yes.
But I'll be better. And I do apologize to the audience for that.
No problem.
But here, it's had a notable effect, especially on the economy. A lot of small restaurants are closed up. And I used to go to these small restaurants. So you can pick up things. And in fact, on all the television screens, there are restaurants saying, pickups, you know, pick up your food. But nothing where you could come in and sit down.
Right. How do you think that the CARES Act, which already is law, the president signed it, and this is the act in which a majority of Americans are going to be looking for payments from the government. There's things to help small business. It seems to me that as much as we might have hoped that it would have done the job, it's a first step as we await and learn more and find out how long this thing is going to last. Nancy Pelosi and even Mitch McConnell has been talking about perhaps a CARES 2 act sometime maybe later on this month. Do you think we'll see something like that, and what might it entail?
It is very likely that we'll see another big stimulus package. It's hard to know what anybody wants to call it, come around, because the economy has been shaken. And in fact, it's something I never thought about. I'm so dumb sometimes that I was thinking primarily about the virus. Never thought about and people dying and getting ill and coughing on the air. But I've never thought about the wreckage it's done to our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's going to become a bigger issue. And all this money, trillions of dollars going into the economy, may somewhere down the line have huge inflationary effects. And so somewhere down the line, we're going to feel it in regard to inflation. But we needed it. There are people going out of work. There are people's restaurants and small businesses closing up. And we just can't have that. But the economy and the deficit spending is just way out of control. And I think it'll tempt people to spend more in the Congress. But I would tell Speaker Pelosi and all the others that want that, be very careful where you want to take this. Apparently, Speaker Pelosi and Ed Schiff, names out of the past with impeachment, apparently they want to go at it again, investigate Donald Trump in regard to handling of this. I think President Trump has done a wonderful job in keeping his bearing, holding on, having those press conferences every day, and probably another one today. So I think he's done remarkable, but they still want to investigate him. And I think that's just uncalled for at this particular time.
All right. We've got Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Dr. Sachs, thanks so much for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
All stay well and do not cough on the phone.
Yes, thanks. That's Dr. Alan Sachs with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Up next, Rich Studley, President, CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, will join us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.